live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 274. I'm your host, Brandon Reif, and we've got a big show tonight. We've got college football recap, pick 'em with Tanner and Jonathan. We've got NFL talk. Did anything happen this weekend in the NFL here locally? We'll talk that and more. A lot of news and notes from college football. We've got the NBA. The NBA started last night, first two games. We got ball games tonight. We got the Pacers tonight. So we've got a lot going on tonight. Let's bring in, we get started, our co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, JB. How are you?
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. It's that time of year, Brandon. Like, dude, I didn't even, have time to, write down any notes, man. Like, deep, you know saying? You know how we get, the deep dive and analytics, man. I mean, anytime, man, there is so much activity going on in sports right now with the World Series, getting the tip-off, you know what I'm saying? And with major, we're in the middle season of NFL football. Basketball last night, people lost their mind about the Lakers already, and heck, season ain't starting. The Knicks is even talking about, trade half their roster to get Joel Embiid, man. And college football is we got conference championships and conference USA, happening next week. Man, Brandon, this is, oh, what a time. If you're a sports fan or a sports nut like you and myself, Brandon, I didn't even mention about racing, did I? I don't, we still got to live God, and our things that we haven't kind of chopped it up with, but if you a sports fan right now, I don't know, man. It ain't necessarily, it ain't necessarily Shangri-La, Super Bowl, that type of stuff, but we're in a good space right now, and I know we got a lot to talk about, so give us the official rundown.
Yeah, we've got lots of talk in the NFL, the Colts, Indianapolis, we've got the recap, some of the games from this past weekend. We've got our preview for next week, our pick, college football with Tanner as well. And we'll go through our pick 'em tonight. We've got NBA talk and some news and notes from around the world of sports. We've got the World Series. It's going to be set to start here soon. So a lot going on and should be an exciting time. Looking forward to it. John, I may have you real quick call back in. You've got a static on your line that sounds pretty rough.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, I want to get that cleared up, so I'll call right back.
Or get a pair of headphones in that you can use for it. Try that, one of those two things out. So if you want to call back real quick, try that out. We'll see what we got.
Yep.
All right. So while we wait for John to call back in to see if we can get this figured out for his audio this evening, like I said, we've got a lot to talk about. Pick'em. Boy, we had a heck of a week in Pick'em last week, so we'll chop it up again, Tanner and Jonathan. We had good scores. Good scores, good games again. Jonathan's going to go off tonight. I'm going to give you a little preview. Jonathan is going to go off on one of the teams tonight, so prepare your listening ears. We got our Pacers. Our Pacers are getting ready to start here, 7 o'clock right now against the Washington Wizards. What does this Pacers team look like? What do we expect? What's the win-loss total? What are we looking like for the Pacers? We're going to talk that with John. And actually, we may start that, the start tonight before we go to the NFL just because of that. It's key to have, last night's games. The NBA All-Star game is going to be here this February. Adam Silver was in town today, so they had another press conference before the Pacers season opener, so we'll get that. JB.
Are we back in official, or are we sounding real good?
You sound a lot better.
Okay, man. Awesome.
Beautiful. Awesome. So, John, before we dive into the NFL, I want to start out – because it's time. I mean, we got to start out.
Breaking news. Oh, no. Hell, absolutely. NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, I was up at 3 o'clock this morning watching the old Larry Bird highlights, man. I was so geeked. about the NBA, man. For real, for real.
Nice, nice. Let's talk NBA, John. Let's talk. First, let's talk our Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers tonight against the Washington Wizards, getting ready to start. I have my iPad on over here on the side right now on Bali, getting ready to have the game on during our show. Pacers tonight, John, 5-point favorites. Washington really doesn't have much. You know, obviously they traded Bradley Beal in the offseason. Jordan Poole, they receive, but Jordan Poole may throw up 55 shots tonight. It would not put it against them to do that. Jairus Walker, the Pacers' first-round draft pick at pick 7. I think, John, you know, we thought when he was first drafted that this guy's going to be inserted in the starting lineup and he's going to be a vital piece for the Pacers and he's going to have to play those big minutes. But it looks like, from what Carlisle has said, that Jairus Walker is going to grow naturally. He's not going to start. He's probably not going to start out, from what I've seen and heard, he's not going to be in the rotation to start, and he's going to be naturally kind of working his way based on the depth of this team.
Does that mean we've seen a whole lot more of Isaiah Washington? Is that what he said? Because, you know, there's got to be some type of growth at that position. Brandon, I want to start out positively with the Pacers, but you start talking about the coach, man. You start talking about the coach and some of his little head quirks, man. Like, bro, I don't know, man. I think that messes up sometimes with team continuity and with the team that should be growing. Yeah, because here, and I know you picked the Jairus Walker, you know what I'm saying, but like, why wouldn't he be a potential rotation person, guy? He's a first-round draft pick. I'm not saying starter, but why wouldn't he? When you think about Jalen Smith, what do you think about, Brandon? You know what I'm saying? Are you jumping for joy about what the whole minutes bring?
He had his chance last year and he failed.
Right. So I get it. The kid might be a little weak, upper body, right straight. Maybe he don't necessarily have to burn. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we better not be seeing a whole lot of Jalen Smith or really even, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm missing some names here. But, like, I would expect to see a whole lot of him and Obi Toppin. But – with that being said, Brandon, like they're gonna probably play a whole lot of small ball.
Tonight's starting lineup: Benedict Mathurin, Obi Toppin, Miles Turner, Bruce Brown, and Tyrese Halliburton. Buddy Hield comes off the bench tonight. But honestly, from what I'm hearing, between Jairus Walker give me one second, Jordan Norwa, those two are going to be trying to find minutes is what I've been told. They are going to be trying to be hard for them to start out finding minutes.
So, again, that's a depth problem. But, like, again, man, the Pacers historically, I'm not saying this team, we got to see what the team is. The Pacers historically shrinking the moment against bigger, you know what I'm saying, power forwards, the teams with other opposing, you know what I'm saying, centers. We know what the kind of damage, you know what I'm saying, the Giannis of the world and Joel Embiid's of the world. Hell, shoot, didn't the homie that used to play for us, the Bones, didn't Bender run a triple-double of those when they went out there in Sacramento? So you still got to have some guys up front, man. Why not? If Jairus Walker defensively ain't necessarily where you want him to be at, which I don't necessarily think, how could that be, man? You know, the kids come right off, you know what I'm saying, out of Houston and you know what I'm saying, the homie, that's what they did. They played defense there. But I get it. If he's not a floor stretcher, I understand you're putting better professional basketball players ahead of him who are older, right? And Brandon remembers the team. They hear the rumblings, Brandon. They know they got to get to the playoffs, whether it's 39 games, 40 games, or whatever. Like you know, say what we kind of chat about, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about it. But and you don't necessarily get there with rookies making rookie mistakes. So I kind of get what Carlisle said, but it irritates me, it irks me because like, hey man, everybody. They want to see the kid play. You know what I mean?
Right.
Point blank period, we want to see the kid play, so.
Okay. Tonight, Pacers home against the Wizards, then they're off for 2 days this Saturday. They go to Cleveland, then they're back against the Bulls, and then they're at Boston. Those are the first four games for the Pacers. Last year, finished 35-47, looking to improve. I know me, you, and Decott and our usual call-in guys are probably at the game tonight. I almost actually went to the game, which would have been the show would have been changed from tonight. But 35-47, we've all kind of set around the 40-win mark for the Pacers. I actually took an over-under on DraftKings for 42. So I took over there. I think this team's got it. And, you know, this is the first time we could say this, but going into this season, the injury report was at zero. None. No injury. Nobody on the injury report.
Yeah, that's good.
For the beginning of the season. I just saw Jonathan's boy just came on the court and has got his Horace Grant goggles, Jalen Smith. So we'll keep an eye on Smith's productivity tonight for Jonathan. Hey, I think there might be a spot. Man. There may be a spot carved out for some Daniel Tice minutes, especially if we have Miles Turner. If Miles Turner foul trouble or like an Obi Toppin foul trouble with undersized.
Go ahead and trade Daniel Theiss and TJ McConnell out to Phoenix for some, you know what I mean, for some future consideration so that the Pacers can get one of them Boozer children in, you know what I'm saying, the next two drafts, man. Quit fooling around with Theiss and, you know what I'm saying, I'm just saying, man. You got the kid from Houston right now, man. He looks to be the part. We saw what he could do in the summer league. You fooling around with these pieces like Theiss. And again, I don't want to counteract what I just said. Theiss is a veteran. Whereas, you know what I'm saying, the kid is going to be fresh, a rookie, and, you know what I'm saying, making rookie mistakes all the time. But, like, man, if we worry about Theiss or even Jarris Walker trying to win games for the Pacers, then that's a concern. The Pacers step up should be in Miles Turner. The Pacers step up should definitely be in Haliburton, which we kind of heard a lot of people kind of gush about. And we saw it, you know what I'm saying, kind of gush about him. But, like, again, this team should be better defensively. I know I didn't pay too much into preseason. Just kind of looking at like what the rotation is going to be honest with you. But the Pacers should be good, better defensively. But they should also be great. This is what they want to do, Brandon. They want to score more points than the
right.
Next. They ain't necessarily, you know what I mean. But they should be better defensively at the wing position.
Did you see Bruce Brown's outfit tonight coming into the arena?
Nah, what we rocking here.
We'll start from the boots, from the feet up. He had cowboy boots on. He had a Carhartt bibs that were Carhartt bibs that were just like their shorts, not actual pants. Carhartt bibs, no undershirt, and cowboy hat.
Hey man, the person Brandon. That's the secondary step of this, Brandon. The person is going to be on like. We're able to complain about
Bruce Brown's got to prove to me. He's got to prove to me.
How we gonna get any type of ESPN love, man? You know, hey man,
don't
my turn out here is you don't think so?
Haliburton's gotten that. He has. I've seen him. He's been talked about a lot. He's been shown. So I think, you know,
that's how you get on TV, though, Brandon. That's all I'm trying to say. That's how the team gets on those primetime games when Obi Toppin has four dunks and. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a highlight reel. Or, you know what I'm saying, Miles Turner goes off and he, you know what I'm saying, has these berserk. Miles Turner says he's a top five center in the league. He says this.
That ain't
so
true,
now,
John. I said to you that. I about spit out my drink.
Again, man, Brandon, this is a good Pacer team, man. 40 games and in the playoffs.
I know, but Miles Turner saying he's a top five center in the league? I mean...
It ain't just him, though, Brandon. We got a Haliburton. We got Mathurin coming up.
I will say Victor Wembanyama is already better than Miles Turner.
Whoa. Come on, man. Miles Turner's a pro, man. He's a floor stretcher. Don't disrespect.
No,
I've been trying to get rid of him.
I know. You against JMV. JMV tries to keep him all the time. So
it's a sunny outlook for the Pacers, though, y'all. I really do believe it.
Hey, I do, as the game's getting ready to start here, I do have, this is kind of cool radio, I do have Miles Turner first basket, plus 550. So, we'll see if Miles Turner can score.
Side best, man.
Yeah, Miles Turner plus 550 to score the first basket, so I need that. If
Miles
does this, I promise you, for the month of November, there'll be no Miles Turner slander.
He's
got to score the first basket. So... as that, we're getting ready to tip off right now, so we're going to know momentarily. He's got to win the tip. All right, Pacers win the tip. We're going to do play-by-play real quick before we go to the next subject. I need Miles here.
Get your hair.
Bruce Brown, he chewed it. Give it to Miles. Miles, pick and roll with Haliburton. Oh, my God. Tyrese Haliburton just slipped and fell. out to Corey Kispert.
Don't start that.
Three, no good.
They
just
gave the
homie
$33 million extension.
Well, who was that?
Who got it? He didn't get the homie $33 million.
I don't know who the hell it is. 20, whoever 27 is on Washington, they scored a dunk on the first basket. Halbert literally just slipped on a wet spot. How is that not cleaned up before a game?
Well, you know,
that's the type of stuff that ends your season, right? I mean,
what,
he's all right.
What hockey team plays in Washington? We got to know these things.
Caps, man, Caps. So, all right, well, lost that one. So, thanks, Pacers. We'll see what happens. real quick, rest of the NBA, John. Lakers last night. We had Lakers and Nuggets. Nuggets look like they are still in NBA Finals mode, the way they played. Anthony Davis had a great first half, John. 0 points second half for Anthony Davis.
How is that, man? Brandon, I was talking to our sponsor, Scott K. Nixon, State Farm Insurance, man, and we were just kind of going, I mean, he's a Lakers fan, so we was just kind of debating, hey, man, like, Anthony Davis has to be the best player, period. Not with, like, you know, ESPN put out that funky little, they tweeted it out, man, and I shared it, man. I know you seen it, too. He says, like, the Lakers are, like, plus 21 with LeBron on the floor and minus 17 when he's not on the floor. They didn't say who the minus 17, who was on the floor. But, like, come on, man. Regardless of, like, LeBron, we know this is the twilight. This is the award tour for LeBron James. This is like, hey, man. But, like, Anthony Davis doesn't play aggressively enough, not for that fan base. Not for that pay that he makes, $60 million. Come on, Brandon, $60 million per year? Brandon, we're looking at a position, this is what I was saying with Scott. Are we looking at a guy that it's already kind of already laid out in front of him already, man? He's already won here. At this level, he's already got this amount of bank. He's got this amount of money already. You're playing in Los Angeles. What is else? There's nothing to drive for this particular fellow. And that's kind of messed up, man, because the king is over here like, hey, man, I wonder if I had like two more guys or at least one more guy, you could probably win a championship.
Right.
And I don't have the drive. And I get it. It's only one game. I know the Laker fans like, man, are you ready to jump off a cliff? Because he had 17 and that's a pretty good night. But like, dude, like, this is like, and you're right. The Lakers will go on a six-game win streak. They'll float around 4 and 5 in the West for the rest of the season and then meet whoever's in the West Conference Finals. And then this dude will end up a dud on you again. So this is who he is. It ain't going to change unless – because you know what, with Brandon? You know what I found interesting? After game one? The only thing I will crash out on, right, is that the coach and the real star player, LeBron James, were questioning – the team's toughness already.
Right.
And
yeah,
I don't
that's a problem.
It couldn't have been they didn't say mental toughness. They definitely weren't talking about, you know, say how many curls, you know, we already know LeBron. He got them on that. You know what I mean? Everybody should be in shape. You know what I mean? So they quite both the coach and the star player question toughness, man. So I kinda look at it like that, man. The Lakers are still too talented enough to be. They're talented enough to be a top four team, but until Anthony Davis starts, like that Six Flags crap, like man, that's whack, man. Don't call him Six Flags. That's whack. See,
come on, man.
I like it.
I like it. Six Flags.
No, man. Call him Cedar Point, man. That's the best. What's name anyway? Or Kings Island, man. Six Flags, Great America. Have you ever been, Brandon? You ever been to
one time?
Six Flags, Great America.
One time.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want to. How many times have you been to Kings Island?
Like
plenty.
20.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Right, plenty. So, I mean, anyway. But, like, no, man. Anthony Davis, you got to be the best player, period. And until that starts happening, the Lakers won't win the championship.
JB, I took two other first baskets bets. I took Jason Tatum to score the first basket for the Celtics-Knicks game. Tatum scored it. So, that was $10 to win $67. So that was nice. And I have a parlay right now. I have a two player parlay. Trae Young and Bam Adebayo to score the first baskets in both of their games. $10 to win $318. The Hawks had their first game just started. Trae scored. So now I can either hope to God that Bam Adebayo scores and I win $318. or I can cash out. I can cash out since Trey already hit his for 54 on a $10 bet. What do we do? Do we let it ride? Starts in 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes to decide this thing.
You are degenerate. Text Tanner.
I mean, I'm winning, though. I know. Well, I've already won 67 on Tatum's, so off a $10 bet. So I'm already sitting pretty with that.
Take yourself out.
Cash it
out. Go out and win it.
Go out a double win. Man, but if Bam hits that shot, I'm going to be so pissed.
Okay. He hit it. He hit the shot. Good for him.
You know, Jimmy right.
Butler, the Tyler Hero is going to hit that, buddy. You already know.
You think so?
After all this bullshit, Brandon, after all this trade talk, I was going to Portland. I was going to San Antonio.
You think that bothers
him?
Come
on, man. A little bit, yes. A little bit. They had him being traded everywhere. They had him traded everywhere. Man, all you got to do is tighten up his shot a little bit, and they, you know, you got to stay back out. He's back.
You know, I could see. Yeah, so it's Lowry, Hero, Caleb Martin, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo are the starters. God, I keep 34% of the first shots being taken by the Heat over the last year and a half are by Bam. But he could miss it, too. So,
nah, man, they got to get Hero off the grill, man.
All right, I think I'm going to – I might just cash it.
Hey, man, Austin Reeves out here on the Olympic team. You know who's supposed to be on the Olympic team, man. Come on. This should have been Tyler Hero.
I mean, 67 and 54. What's that give me? What's that? Somebody – I'm not good at math. 67 plus 54 is 121. That's not bad. That's good off of $10 bet. 121. Right. I also took Obi Toppin over 16.5 points and rebounds combined. Right now the Pacers are getting blitzed off the court. 12-4.
Ooh, wait a minute, man. They better get it together.
Because I don't trust him.
We got top five center in there.
Don't get me started. I'll be topping in the corner. Oh, my God. He just stepped out of bounds. Oh, like I said, John, Obi Toppin is not your starting guy. He's like the best man. He's like the third man off the team, off the bench, second man off the bench. He ain't a starter.
They start. Well, Carlisle did that, man. I told you should have been starting. Jarris Walker. But, hey, man. Carlisle.
What do you know, right?
Playing mind games.
Exactly. Last thing I have, John, on NBA. Well, two things. Sorry. Giannis Antetokounmpo signed a 3-year extension for $186 million. He's going to stay there through 2027-28. That's the effect of getting Dame Dalla out there in Milwaukee. We'll see what happens with that. Klay Thompson, the extension talks are dead. They have not. It's more and more likely looking like he will be a free agent, which I expected that. I mean, you can see the writing on the wall. Klay hasn't been the same since his injury, and I think Golden State would like to spend that money elsewhere.
Right, and then maybe even let Klay see what the market says. The market ain't going to necessarily play for Klay market, for Klay Thompson to shoot 6 for 17 every night just because he got, you know, a handful of championship rings in Golden State. They're not going to give him no – man, they're not going to do that, man. So, like, maybe they just let him see what the market says because, you know what I'm saying, from what I understand, man, the market is not going to overpay. Like, any team, the Knicks – right, the Lakers, right, would love to have Klay Thompson, but it's going to be like, you know, $6-8 million. But the Golden State Warriors is offering you $10 million, Klay, then just stay there and retire there, dude. Don't play this, you know what I'm saying? They love me more here because it's the more years is money versus short money over here in Golden State. However they're going to do it, man. But like, nah, I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to let him go to free agency and just see kind of how. What the market says, and then kind of play it that way.
Okay. And Clippers, the report is tonight that the Clippers are stepping back from the trade talks for your man James Harden.
Yeah,
which
man,
I sent you a viral photo that somebody had out in the open of Harden with his belly hanging out, eating cheeseburger. I don't know if that was doctored or
real. At this point, man, with the beginning of the season, man, we had all. Like, the NBA, man, you know me, Brandon, they acquiesced a little bit too much power. And everybody, and it was like, how can you say that, Jonathan? Well, what I mean by, like, the network has its hand in the NBA. We know this. The NBA is run by, you know, saying essentially by the owner and then the commissioner. Well, I mean, dude, it's whatever, bro. I ain't triggered by that bull. But it's owned by the owners stay out of. They say they not like Jerry Jones or any other. They're not in nobody's business. They just like, hey man, do your thing until like when you know goofy superstars are gonna start doing goofy things, man. So why don't they just trade him and just get it out, just take it, you're gonna get dollars back anyway, pennies on the dollar back for James Harden. Great. He went to another team and scored 40. They won a championship. Good for if that ever happens. It hasn't happened yet, Brandon. So like, get him out of your. If I'm Philadelphia, you got to get that out of your program, and then you got to figure out what the heck's going on with Joel Embiid. But like, all these questions should have been
why the Knicks won the trade already? Like, what? The season even started.
They're not happy. They think they probably peaked, Brandon? Think about it.
Yes.
They did
nothing to improve that roster. I just looked at it last night. I see nothing.
Right. If me and you and everybody that knows any better is saying, hey, man, the Pacers got better here, and Atlanta, they licked their wounds last year, and they got better here, and we already know who's really, like, and then, the Toronto, they ain't just giving away the farm. They, like, where does the Knicks kind of fit? And then Boston's going to run these dudes off the court. Right, they might win a game against Boston. They might win a game against, you know, Milwaukee. They might even They might even sweep the Heat. But they can't advance past the first round. So I think they peaked with the team. I think they want to like see what else is out there. But they know they have enough pieces to stay. You know what I'm saying? Sustainable and playoff ready. So that's kind of what they want to do, blow it up. Not blow it up, but like exchange pieces.
right. One of the last things, John, me and you will enjoy, we talked about, I think we've talked about in the past, but me and you will agree upon, we love it. The fact NBA All-Star Game is here this February, but then also they just announced today the East versus West is back. Thank God. Four quarters.
They know it.
We back.
They know we're going down there. They know we're coming down there, man. They better get these streets together, man. That's all the city.
You getting us credentials, John?
Man, dude, we got to get – it's hard out here for a pimp.
Pacers hate us.
Right. Well, hey, man, we're going to love all the Pacers, the players, and we're going to be critical of, you know what I'm saying, their culture philosophy, man. But, like, no, the All-Star game, that's through – it ain't through the Pacers. That's through the NBA, man. So we'll figure
right,
out.
Right. So we'll figure. We figure it out. Okay, I want to go to the NFL, John. Browns beat the Colts in a thriller, 39-38. There is some, quote, controversy with the two penalties at the end of the game, which I'm hearing a lot of upset Colts fans. I understand. They are bad. I will admit, those are two very bad calls, especially the one that with the ball was way into the stands when they called. That thing should have been uncatchable. But here's my thing, Colts fans. That did not, quote, cost you the game. Gardner Minshew and Stane Steichen first half, time management, getting that fumble for a touchdown, that cost you. And also allowing a second/third-string quarterback like Phillip Walker to lead a drive, two huge passes on third down to get Cleveland going. And then Kareem Hunt gashes you for a gain of 24 right up the gut there as clock time was running down in the last 2 minutes. So, yeah, you can say the refs had a part in it, but you should, as we always say, you never put yourself in that type of position there. So I'm going to lay blame more to the Colts defense than I am the referees with that.
Well, and the turnovers.
Yeah, and the turnovers.
You can't turn the ball.
Nope.
You can't turn the ball over. Expect to win football games. You can have even the great GOAT, Peyton Manning. You see, I didn't even stutter when I said that. The great GOAT, Peyton Manning, well, like, you know what I'm saying, he'll tell you. You have great, you know what I'm saying, 6-7 touchdown game, but so two interceptions that effed it up for you. You know what I mean? So, Brandon, like, it's just a waste. It's seemingly a waste because the defense played well in moments. But, like, you're right, though. You let a backup You let a backup do this to you?
Right.
You know what I mean? So those things are very concerning, man. Like I said, it was just a winnable game. And on all facets, man, just a winnable game. You can't they were down, which this coach team ain't necessarily built to be down. You know what I'm saying? Down in points, but you get yourself back into the game, man. But like I said, you can't overcome like some of interceptions and fumbles. You know, that's football 101. When you go out here and learn out here in the field, so that's football 101. So coach, again, this feels like a waste because you still got things like John Taylor's back to his old self. Listen, that looks like that's back. Josh Downs, my goodness. I think I called that one. I'm glad they picked him, though. You know what I'm saying?
I have him on my fantasy team, so he did me well.
Yeah, so a little still vanilla, man. I know Brandon's going to lose his mind in the tight end situation. I don't necessarily think the Colts are in a position to make a trade unless they're going to be sellers, you know what I mean? But that's something they're probably going to have to address in the offseason. Other than that, man, I thought it was a pretty good game, but you can't overcome those turnovers.
Okay, we'll bring our guy on here. We got D-Cott. What's going on, man? I thought you'd be at the game.
Up, fellas? No, man, not. I don't like opening games, man. Never have for some reason. Maybe just all the fanfare and the fair weather fans. I let it settle in a little bit, and the real fans come. I've got this coming Monday, Friday, Saturday, and the next Monday. So I will be seeing I will be seeing Mr. Wimbiana up close and personal. So I'll give you guys some play by play on that. But I was listening on my way to pick my cousin up here out here in Shelby County. He needs a ride from work, so you know me being the family man I am, I had to pick him up and everything. But hey, want to touch base a couple of things. I want to hit the Pacers first because I know we talked a lot about it. I know I said 38.5. I think the over under 38.5. I think I said 39. I'm changing my tune again. I'm gonna say 42. I got a feeling about this thing this year, man. Saw the preseason games. I saw the energy. If we're healthy, I don't see any reason why I can't change my mind and say 42 as opposed to 39. What I said. I'm thinking 42, fellas. Chemistry is going to be a good thing. I think roles are there. And then I think, signing our young guy to that three-year deal, and people will say, 11 million, you're crazy, but this is 2023, not 1993. So I like it. He's very athletic, and he can defend the wing, right? So as he gets better, as he gets older, I think he'll get better. And I think it'll be a good deal for us, for a three-year deal. But also, too, you got to realize the team we got from Denver, realistically, it's a one-year deal with a team option for the second. So if we don't like what Bowen brings, we don't have to keep him, and we're done. So people got to remember that. I keep hearing people saying, oh, they signed to a two-year, $45 million, all this. No, it's a one-year with a team option for a second. So if he plays like he played in Denver, yeah, he'll stay a second year. However, if not, it'll be a one-year experiment. We have to pay the money anyway, because you can't go back to back under the cap 2 years back to back. So I think it's a great deal. I look forward to seeing the boys play, man. I really do.
Nice, absolutely. I think it should be another great one this year. You know, I kind of took the over on DraftKings as we talk, so I'm excited for that. It is going to take them a little bit of time, but I think they'll be all right. The rotation, I told John when we talked, the rotation is going to be a little bit tighter. Jairus Walker really doesn't have himself a spot yet in this rotation.
Nope.
I think he's going to have to work to get that, which he'll grow naturally with. And Jordan Norwa as well is another one who's going to be missing out on a rotation spot. Timeout in the first quarter, 28-19 Wizards. Wizards a little hot early. You want to put a live one on the Pacers there? I wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah. You always worry. That's thing. You did the beginning of the game and the beginning of the season. Excuse me. It gets that way. I get it. That's why I just never liked the first game. Let it settle in. Let the dust settle. Let's see what happens. JB, what are your thoughts, man, on our boys, man? You've been eerily quiet. talking about the Pacers. I've heard you talk about a lot of things, man. I'm not hearing a lot of Pacers talk unless I'm missing it, man.
No, man, I'm just trying to be – I'm just real positive on the Pacers, man. They have a lot of young guys who are actually veterans and guys who, you know what I'm saying, are, you know what I'm saying, who have good contracts, not great contracts. You know, if they statistically do great and win, they can get themselves into a great contract. So I think that's where Jarace Walker, that's probably why he's not playing, he's a rookie. So any veteran who's played 3-4 seasons don't be better.
Right.
This is off top. But my thought process is like, hey man, Phil, we know he's gonna be here longer than this. We know he's gonna be here longer than probably even, you know what I'm saying, if we really honest, probably even going to Bruce Bowen, you know what I'm saying, Brown.
Right.
So like
yeah,
I keep wanting to call him Bowen. Right, so you know, but like the way the coach was talking about call-out, somebody, we won't see him unless it's like, you know, blowout basketball. I'm like, nah, man, you can't have that dude playing blowout basketball, man. You gotta have him in rotation somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere he's gonna be a seven. Go ahead.
You know, it's a good point you say that, right? Because this goes back to my Carlisle dislike, right? He buries young players, right? He's not a blowout game guy. He's your first-round pick. He's a seventh pick. You know, you can find some time in the first and second quarter and get him in there. I'm not asking for 20 minutes a game. You get that guy 7 to 10 minutes a game, period. It doesn't matter. You've got to get him in there with NBA players that aren't on his team. So, but knowing Rick Carlisle, like I do from a coaching perspective, he's going to bury him. And I'm hoping that I'm praying that this is Rick Carlisle's last season as a Pacers coach. We got a lot of young talent, and he is not a guy who lends himself to young talent. We've seen this. It's not, this isn't like, oh man, Cop's got a hot take. No, that's just a fact. You know, I hope this is it for him, because I don't want him to stunt our growth. And also too, I don't want you to think about this. Guys are talking, right? They're like, well, damn, you know, how's it playing for him? You know, we already know that one superstar can't stand the guy, got him fired. So hey, listen, word of mouth is important. So we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a position where we lose difference-making type guys because we got an old fogey coach who doesn't want to bend. So I'm going to be watching that real close for sure. Then the last thing, in all seriousness, right, I want us all to get together and get down there for a game. I talked to my ticket guy for the San Antonio. And those tickets, my seats are going for like $250 to $290 for that game, for the San Antonio game. Can't get y'all there. But let's talk about a game, fun game. Us four get together. Yes, me and that loser, I'll go with him too. But let's get down there and have some time, man, and enjoy it, right? Yeah, if you guys want to do that, we can make this happen for sure.
All right. Sounds good, Scott.
Definitely. Then let's pivot to NFL real quick. Brandon, I wonder if that was Pittsburgh that happened to you, would you be so okay with saying, hey, you lost the game because of you, not the officials? In all seriousness, what do you think, man? I mean, I think the coach got bad calls, but here's the thing. It's bad calls all in the NFL right now. I remember 4 years ago when everybody was complaining about the replacement ref. Listen, man, NFL refereeing is terrible regardless. It's been terrible. So when are we going to stop complaining about the ref and go out and play? That's my take on that. Hey, JB, you remember that, man? We were talking about this a while ago, and these replacement refs are terrible. We can't wait till the other guys come back. Now, look, the other guys are there.
Right,
they're worse than the replacement ref. So anybody starts talking about the refereeing, I close my ears, man. I close my ears. So that's my take on the refereeing, man. We, as a fan of whoever team, I'm not a fan of the coach, but you're a fan of your team.
But wait a minute, man. When you said professional football, I thought you were going to talk about the Tide, man. And they survived Tennessee.
That's next. But I wanted to make sure I made my point on NFL, right? So one of the things, you know, about that game, right, that really struck me, right? I've told you guys for the last, 6 weeks now, that defense is getting better and better. And they don't have a bigger curve as Jalen does. And I'm telling you, man, but this LSU game is going to be interesting. But it's in Bryant Denny Stadium, and it's going to be a night game. That may make the difference, man. I think they can get to the second.
Saban gonna figure it out.
Oh, of course. Really, Brandon,
listen, LSU. I thought it ain't them either, man. It ain't them either, man.
John Birdsong,
the quarterback, man. The quarterback gets out that pocket, man. They got to stay in their lanes, man. That dude, the kid from Arizona.
Jaden Daniels.
I call him Arizona State. But no, I'm talking about getting out of that pocket,
transfer.
Right? And it's with third and six, right? And then he gets eight, right? Third and five, he gets nine. That's what I'm concerned about.
I think they're gonna be up on him. I think they're gonna be up on him in the later part of the, you know what I'm saying, second half. It might be close, man. I'm not saying Alabama's gonna blow him out, but nah, man. LSU ain't it.
So with that said, so Brandon, you and I talked. This is game one.
I just woke up. We're still talking Alabama.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I don't care about a team that's barely ranked in the top 10.
The rankings don't mean anything. This is Brandon. You're better than that. Come on, stop it.
No, we got other teams to talk about than Bama. Bama doesn't matter. They don't matter.
Brandon, hold. See, now you've been disrespectful to the coach. You're being disrespectful to Bama. Come on, Brandon, can we get
they
the
don't matter. JB, I don't even know. I'm mad at JB for bringing up Bama. There's eight other teams,
Brandon,
that are better than
matter?
Them right now.
How many?
Eight.
He don't believe that.
Hey, okay, he don't believe that. Exactly. I'm just going to say, you don't believe that. You don't believe that at all. So
look at the rankings. Pretty sure I do.
Brandon, you know damn well those rankings don't mean anything right now. Stop it.
Washington,
what's wrong with you, man?
He got Washington.
Jonathan, what's got
into
him, man?
We both technically have Washington over Alabama, but, like, in the head up, Washington's not beating Alabama. You know that.
JB, here's my concern, right? So Brandon went back.
He didn't lose against Oregon.
JB, what's gotten into Brandon? I mean, he's got this taste.
I'm just over talking about Bama. I am. It's not. It's
man,
a non-deal.
The only person that calls is the only person talks about him is me. Everybody.
No,
everybody
there's another one that does.
Who?
There's two more. There's. Mr. Powell likes to, and that's fine. And Jonathan likes to bring up the tide. It's just,
It's the truth. It's the truth, man. We can't talk about.
They don't run college football.
Man.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say running college football. We're talking about what's important, right? We're talking about big games. We're talking about December play.
Peacock.
Yes, sir.
Go through the list. When we first started out this journey, USC was like, we had USC win. USC is not fast now. So, like, let's go through the list, right? Florida State, they still got two more. They're on a thin streak. If they lose a game against Clemson or they lose a game against Notre Dame, the ACC is out.
They're going to beat Notre Dame.
Who is?
I don't know about that one, bro. I don't know.
Who's beating Notre Dame?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just my
But
home.
Then,
I,
okay,
I apologize,
turn it around. Okay, but then turn it around. Then you got, the rest of the Pac-12. They're getting ready to eat all each other up. They're getting ready to be out of the discussion. That right there.
But you know that the talk is right now that
nobody believes Oklahoma.
Be out of it.
Hold on, nobody believes Oklahoma. Nobody believes the Texas.
True.
Alabama. That's just this thing tossed them back up to the top five after they handle their business. It's LSU. That's why I'm talking about Alabama.
Good point, JB. Because for me is. I don't talk rankings. I talk because we watch the games, right? We see what's going on. We understand there's a Bama fatigue, right? And I get that. I respect that, right? I'd be tired of Bama, too, if I wasn't a Bama fan. Think about this. How much we talk about Notre Dame, they haven't done shit since 87. And how much we talk about them. So I get it. I get
the well, fatigue. They are a local team, and we have a local fan base who likes Notre Dame. In our state, so we kind of have to talk about them.
But to that point, great. I understand. Reggie talked about, and you talk about us, great. But still, at the end of the day, they haven't done shit in 40 years. So we can dive
in. Don't care what they've done. Ball State hasn't done shit in their existence, but we still talk about them because they're our team in the state.
But that's different. that's even more important because it's you and JB squad. I get that. I get that, man. I'm okay with that. But, hey, JB, I don't know what Brandon has been eating lately. I don't know if it's the Maris thing, man. He's got a little edge. I like the edge. I'm not going to lie. I like the edge. But maybe I need to have him come out to my cousin's job out here in Shelby County and spend some time with me, and we can rekindle some of the flame on Red 9 or something. Because I'm a little concerned with the angst that I'm hearing in his voice.
John, I'm glad I cashed out the bet because Isaiah Stewart made the first shot. So I'm glad I cashed out the bet.
You had to listen, man. I tried to tell you.
Hey, but last thing, fellas. Hey, last thing, I'm going to let you guys go because my cousin's going to need me to take him in a few minutes because he's got a black 36 star. But to that point, this weekend is going to be kind of a dead weekend. But let's talk next weekend. If you guys, we've been talking about this for the longest, about going live, right? If you guys want to go live after the game, win, lose, or draw, let's look to do something like that. And well, probably not because now Brandon doesn't want to talk about all that. So maybe when Notre Dame plays whomever, Florida State, we can go live then. How's that? Is that fair?
SEC championship, I'd like.
I would love to see a Bama-Georgia SEC title game. That would be nice.
Yep.
That would be nice. But anyway, I'm going to keep listening to the show, fellas. While I'm, you know, kind of doing my thing with my cousin here, picking him up and everything. Appreciate the show. But, again, I'll message you guys the games and what I'm thinking about for us four getting there. Yes, I'm talking about the loser included also, right? So us four maybe getting together and have an opportunity to go down there and spend some time. Because I haven't been down there with the new digs and everything, right? They got the court outside and everything like that. I haven't been downtown in probably 6 months.
You know what I saw today out there? When I was walking from one of our meetings at one of the hotels to the other, I saw three homeless people sitting in center court, sleeping in center court.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
They cleared them tonight because it was on TV.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Of course.
One was passed out in the paint, had 3 second call on him, and the other two were at center court.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, we'll see what happens. I got to get downtown before this Monday because that's my first game Monday. So I can see kind of the lay of the land. I know things have changed and parking has changed a little bit also, so I got to get down and check things out. But again, I love the show.
Give me a good, honest review of the food when you get down there too.
Oh, absolutely, 100%, man. Brandon, I know it's been a tough college season, man. But hang in there, man. We'll have some conversations.
Hold on one second. I got one more topic. I know you're in a hurry and your cousin's waiting and all, and that's fine. That's perfect. I want him to win tonight. But we can't let this just go underneath the rug, kind of like IU would like to with this arrest over the weekend.
Come on now.
You saw my comment, right?
Bad decision by a young man. You're talking about a misdemeanor, and I can't speak for you two. But a lot of us have been part of misdemeanors, making bad decisions when we're 20 years old. I don't know the whole fact, so I really can't speak to it. Bad decision. We're not going to cut him off the team. We're not going to get rid of him.
Don't nobody know.
Hey, John.
I got a whole other rant for that.
I will tell you, the rumors I'm hearing, from some message boards is, quote, and there's a reason why Duke let him go. I'm just
who's
saying.
Well,
there's a reason why Duke let him go.
I tweeted Dan Dockage, and this dude usually like comes to my throat, and he ain't have nothing to say.
He saved it for his show.
Of course, right? So bad decision by a young man. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it plays out. Hey, listen. If this is his only bad decision. Wearing an IU uniform, this will be forgotten come January.
Right.
It won't be brought up again.
Well,
however,
who are we bringing into the institution and why are we bringing in sketch guys? That's kind of the question that's going to come up, man.
Well, that conversation has to be for Mike, right? And I've said this for the last 4 years. There's no higher quality character guy than Mike Woodson, state of Indiana, that's a basketball coach. You can claim whoever you want, but Mike Woods is that dude for me. Absolutely, 100%. So I trust in Mike. I trust that he's going to make the right call. This is guy, NCAA champion, double-digit NBA player, high-class guy.
Austin, the second round of the Pacers in 2012.
That's fine. But with that said, Mike is that dude. Mike is that guy.
You say that.
And you're old.
Frank Vogel's in Arizona right now, so you can say that.
I wouldn't trust Frank Vogel as far as I could fit.
Bird?
Well, let me go back to Frank Vogel. Here's why. The Toronto series, you know where I'm going. I'll never forget that. He's horrible.
Toronto was good back then.
We were up double digits going into the fourth quarter. You left his bench in for the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Stop it. Don't get me started. See, Brandon.
He's already got
Davey,
you started.
Frank Vogel or Carlisle? Frank Vogel or Carlisle as a coach?
How about neither? I'll get out there and you two be my assistant. We can do better.
You can't like Larry Brown. You cannot like Larry Brown.
I'm going to be clear. Not only do I like Larry Brown, in my eyes, Larry Brown is a top 2-1. This dude won in Kansas with Danny and the Miracles. He almost beat Louisville and Dr. Dunkenstein in 83 here in Market Square Arena. He got us to the seventh game of the NBA Finals, right?
Right.
That's our dude.
Right.
That's Larry, man. This dude's a coach. He's not some prima donna. He got Detroit in a five-game sweep over the Lakers, an undermanned team.
That's
my dude. Listen, I've got about four Larry Brown's books, man. Larry Brown's got dude. Don't get me started.
Jonathan Birdsong.
I'm not Larry Brown's fan, man.
JB, I need you to apologize. I need you to apologize to Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith, this man in 10 minutes is already 4-for-5, 2-for-2 from 3, 4 rebounds, 11 points. Give him his flowers.
Apologize.
4 rebounds, 11 points.
I'm not.
Back to the GOAT, Larry Brown.
It must be an accident.
He's won at every level. Think about Kansas, UCLA. Are you kidding me? He went down there to help Timmy out. Yeah, that's my dude,
Larry Brown. Oh, my goodness.
So, listen.
He was at IU for a minute. They gave him some money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about coach. I'm not talking about just getting a paycheck.
Right.
They gave him some money.
Larry Brown's that dude, man. Think of the teams what he did with them.
We might pull up some phones, man. And, like,
who was
that time of year? Who's the best person to coach? Larry Brown? Larry Bird?
No. Slick Leonard. Slick Leonard, stop it. Stop trying to create problems. Slick Leonard will go down
that's from a different time, man. They'll be
I don't care.
I had a black and white Zenith TV then, man.
Listen, let me tell you this. Hey, there's a kid from Orlando, right? And I will never forget this. Mm-hmm. I tweeted Mark on this. So there's a kid in Orlando. I forget his name. He was the guard who replaced Victor Oladipo in Orlando. And he had his hair flipped to the side. It was like a big-ass afro. So Slick said on air.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, Elfer, yeah. He said, Mark, did that guy got a hat on or what? That would live in war. He thought he had a hat on. Slick thought he had a hat on. And he said, that's a hat. He said, no, Slick, that's his hair. And Slick said something like, oh, my goodness.
Real talk. Brandon, I know you just a small – I mean, you weren't even born yet, man. Slick Leonard was probably – you know the personality. But the coach was probably more charismatic. And I don't know why –
Let me say this.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Let me say this. He fell in the wintertime 2 years before he passed away. He broke his – I think he broke his femur. He was in the middle of the snow. He laid in the ground for almost 2 hours. If you go back and do your homework, he was in wintertime, Indiana, fell, toughed it out, recovered. Slick Leonard's the toughest, best coach seen to ever happen to Indiana Pacers basketball.
Do not slander him, John.
That includes George McGinnis, Darnell Hillman, Billy Keller, Billy Knight, Reggie Miller. It doesn't matter. Slick was that dude. Hey, baby, how you doing? Slick was that dude.
Damn.
Woo! We better get you off.
No. Did y'all hear that shit? No, I just went inside. But anyway, Slick was that dude, man. Don't get me started.
No, man. I like Slick now.
And he's an IU guy.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I appreciate you guys. I'm going to keep listening, fellas. And I may send you out some pictures or something. You never know. Just make sure your wife's not around, Brandon. Appreciate y'all, fellas.
Lord have mercy. This guy. Decott coming in. Hey, it's Pacers opening night. Decott feeling good. Whoa. He feels lucky. Feeling it all tonight. Oh, listen. I'm just over Alabama right now. All right, I want to take a break from Alabama. They're not even the best team in the SEC right now. I'd like to at least I'll talk some Georgia, but Alabama is they beat Tennessee. They did what they're supposed to do. They won. Okay,
man. If we start talking Georgia, I'm gonna be like, man, I don't know why the NCAA ain't on Georgia's ass and all the
not
shit.
Yet.
Yeah, all the crap. Well, they had a lot of crap the last two seasons in the offseason, man. Here they are on the man. They on Jimmy's like nose, man. Jim Harbaugh can't move, man. You can't buy tickets at another game? What's the problem?
No, John, he cheated. Michigan cheating, John.
Here, hold on, Brandon. The only reason I got an issue with it, listen to what I'm going to say, Brandon. The only reason, and I know Tanner's going to come up. The reason why I got a problem with it is because from a show standpoint, Crossroads Sports or any other podcast cannot go to a field where we're covering a game and record at all. Like, we can report and come back to the show. We can actively tweet, but you can't record. So I don't know why a program like Michigan would go to, like, dude, the Big Ten got cameras everywhere. You got cameras everywhere. Like, you don't even have to sign. I don't even understand it. So, like, why you even put yourself in position to, like this dude goes from, he went from what from team to team on his own, quote-unquote, credit card, and he's out there looking at – got other teams, man. It's like too much for nothing.
Yeah.
Because like the other coaches said, like, you still got to stop what the other team is doing. So, like, it's just mind-boggling.
John, are you going to I don't know if people know that, John, you're a closet Spurs fan from back in the day.
From back in the day, man, I do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can tell you who was on the team, Avery Johnson, you know what I'm saying, Sean Elliott, you know what I'm saying, all those guys, yeah.
The hell? Why do I have a just disregard that. I have a 90 seconds alert that the show's going off the air in 90 seconds, but I don't believe that's the case. So I've got an hour showing on the thing.
We bills here, buddy. Doc came in to play
right?
Daryl
Baker, back to the Colts before Decock called. Daryl Baker, John, his secondary play is horrific. Very handsy. Just had a bad game. Michael Pittman's comments after the game, and he came out and said, "I'm just a bad sport." He said, I must not be a focal point in this game plan. And then he comes out today and says, "Well, I'm just a bad sport. I didn't mean to say." You don't say things for nothing. I think there's a little truth to the matter. I think he might be a little upset as well. John, as we've talked in the past, he doesn't have a contract extension offered to him already. Mm-hmm.
Looking like $11-12 million instead of the $17-18 million they was thinking before Jonathan Taylor got his money, right? So yeah, man, there's a little bit of that is concerned, man. He hasn't had any terrible games the last few games, so I get it. He's gonna say something about target, but again, you know what I'm saying? That damn near is like, shoot. You worry about being target ahead of the quarterback was throwing to the other part of the team, man. Mitch was throwing to the other team, man. So don't worry about your targets, bro. Worry about it's the ball gonna get.
Right.
But yeah, things are. But yeah, he's kind of mixing things up, man. But like the coach, Brandon, I don't think the coach are gonna be sellers. You know what I mean? The trade deadline is Halloween night. And I don't, my, from what, you know what I'm saying, and I don't have too many feelers in the NFL world. I do hear chatter, you know what I'm saying, but like I haven't heard, the Colts is not necessarily going to be sellers. Not big sellers anyway.
Yeah. Steelers beat the Rams, John. Once again, it's the same repeat of first three quarters look like shit. Fourth quarter, give the ball to Pickett and just let him kind of try to make plays happen. Fourth quarter offense looked good. First three quarters looked bad.
Don't forget about J.J. Watt. The defense, come on.
T.J., get it right. T.J.
T.J. Not T.J. No, I'm sorry. But, like, man, that was incredible from his position, right, to catch get that interception. And then he was trying to get to Graceland, but you know, he ain't got the wheels like that. You know what I mean? But like, no, man, Brandon, we gotta start looking at the 17 game season as that then your team might, believe it or not, struggle 0-2, 0-3, or look kind of wonky 1-3, 1-2. You know what I'm saying? But if you have, and I think they do, a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers does, they got the wherewithal through the, you know what I'm saying, comes from the coaching staff all the way down. Okay, the quarterback looked real little shaky, man. You almost won the bench. But, like, they just like, no. Nah. But he was just a little hurt, with the funny elbow. What was
it? They did look good with Deontay Johnson.
Remember, he's on a short window of progress. He's not a four-year starter here. You know what I'm saying? He's still a little bit wet behind the ears, so. I kind of look at it like that, but like no, they just the Pittsburgh Steelers find ways to win, and that was look, Brandon Reeve. If October 24th right now, do you think they're going to be first right now in AFC North?
No,
they are first. If anybody wanted, to, you know what I'm saying, you know they are first. So in a division are you sure?
Ravens are up a half game. Ravens have 5 wins. We have 4.
They beat the Ravens, though.
Right, but we have the same losses, but they have a better win.
Okay, they got one more. I got you.
Man. Yeah, they got one more game than us.
Brent, guess what, Brent? Call me Moses. They're going to have the tiebreaker then. They already got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me ask you this, John.
Good.
We said the Lions, we thought they'd have a bad game against the Bucks.
I had a horrible game.
It has to be this week against the Ravens, and they let Lamar look like that MVP guy we talked about. Ravens win 38-6, just destroy the Lions.
Yeah, it's a home game, but they had to keep. That's a game that they had to win.
Yeah.
And there's a quirky little stat line. Like Lamar is like, you know, 36. He's like got a crazy stat. It ain't 36-1. But it's something crazy against the North Division. He's got like a crazy winning record or something crazy, man. And like they needed to win that game. They had to win that game. I guess they always keep it charged up to win that game. Did he throw a pick? I know I always tease about this, Lamar throw a pick, you know what I'm saying, every game. And I don't think he – I know he didn't fumble. But the Ravens. Yeah,
Lamar, no picks.
I told you in deep dive. Yeah, see? I told you to deep dive into my notes, but like, no, man, they made Jared Goff look like the reason why the Rams traded him. Man, he looked like totally disinterested in playing in Baltimore that afternoon. So, like, no, man, I think, you know, they get back. Detroit goes back home, or even they get back on the road. They'll get back to their winning ways. But, like, sometimes they're, you know, they're kind of like a trick play team, and, you know, so they really do feed off emotion. That's not necessarily going to always carry over, especially when you play against another team who has to win. And that was what the Ravens needed to do. And, you know, that's why they lost.
Yeah. John, are the Bills in trouble? They lost to the Patriots.
Man, to a lesser degree, I think the Patriots are the same place the Steelers are at. Man, I get it, man. Bill Belichick doesn't feed, but, like, you got to wait. They'll win games, and it'll kind of pick up. The Buffalo Bills, that's bad, man. I got a lot of texts, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of, not so many tweets, man, but I got a lot of texts, man. Like, people kind of questioning. But Josh Allen, like, he's a he's in the same boat as the homie down in Dallas, is he not? At one point, we could say, you know, Dak Prescott and, you know, say Josh Allen, you would rank, you know, saying 1A, you know, not even 1A, you would say Josh Allen was the one, and then, you know, saying Prescott was the two. They're in the same boat, buddy.
Yeah, close. I think Josh has had more, has had better teams to try to get to the Super Bowl than what Dallas has had.
Brandon, Josh Allen is a row boat away from, you know what I'm saying, the Minnesota Vikings homie. It's bad, man.
I think they're not in trouble, but it's not looking pretty for them. They need to get healthy, even though they lost Milano for the season.
Right.
They really don't have a run game as much either. So
still didn't.
But
didn't answer.
But trouble for Buffalo. But we'll see. I expect them to bounce back here. They play tomorrow night against the Buccaneers. So I expect a home. I think it's a home game too. So I think they bounce back at home against Tampa Bay tomorrow. Another news note, John. 49ers and Vikings on Monday night. Vikings win 22-17. I called this game, John, as my upset special of the week.
Yeah.
And the Vikings and Kirk Cousins got it done.
Yeah, you know, more tape coming on Brock Purdy. More pressure, you know what I mean?
And he has a concussion, so he's not playing this week.
Yeah,
it's going to be Sam Darnold.
Yeah, every team doesn't have a watt. They can get that defensive score for you, so... San Francisco, not necessarily in trouble. I think McCaffrey was in and out of lineup as well. And we know how that team is special when when all those parts are kind of working together. You got the two dynamic running backs with the quarterbacks who got a little wheels on him. But right now, they're just kind of banged up. Maybe they take another loss, man. San Francisco 49ers, they've shown that they can take 3-4 losses, throughout a season, and then still be kind of there to kind of answer, be a team that everybody kind of got to deal with. The difference this year will still be, I won't say it's different, but it still kind of boils down to last year, what was it? Can Garoppolo be healthy? And can you trust him? That was two things for Garoppolo. Can you be healthy? And can you trust him not to F up in the big time moment? Here's what we can about San Francisco 49ers. Can Birdie be healthy? I think we can trust him to make the play. But he got to have the other healthy parts with him. The two dynamic running backs got to be there, too. And, he can't be concussed. San Francisco 49ers, not in a bad position, but just kind of in the same position. Winning, but they might take a couple more losses. But, don't lose your mind about it.
Right. I agree with that. The other one, John, Dolphins and Eagles. I had the Eagles. You had the Dolphins in that game. You said the Dolphins to win, they need to be up in the 30s to win that game. But Philly's defense stepped up, John, and Jalen Hurts played a little bit. A.J. Brown had another great, great game. Eagles get back on the winning side.
Yeah, it's not that you shouldn't be, if anybody got Miami Dolphins players on your fantasy football league team, or if anybody got, thinking the Miami Dolphins ain't going to make the playoffs, all those things. I'm still going to be true, but at some point, Miami, you got to beat somebody that went to the AFC Championship game or went to the Super Bowl or and they haven't done this, they've done that. It's great when they zip somebody for 70, and make it look embarrassing, for another team or whatever, man, but that team wasn't a somebody, right? And then when you lose, possessionally, that's kind of what it kind of came down to between them and Philadelphia. Like, you just a nice little story. That's kind of what comes down to it. So, not it ain't sky is falling, but can we take you seriously? No, we still can't.
Right. Let's go ahead and do our pick 'em for the NFL for this week, John. First game, Bucks at the Bills on Thursday Night Football, Bucks at Bills. I'm going to take the Bills, like I said, to get back right.
Yeah, if this game was in Tampa, I'd be all over Tampa Bay, man. Tampa Bay, that's where players go to reclamation, man. I don't know. I hope maybe Tampa Bay's going to be sellers. They'll be buyers. Maybe, they get a running back like Saquon to come down there and help, with a playoff push. But, nah, you know what, Brandon? Buffalo, they didn't really excite me, man. But you're asking me, can Tampa Bay spoil, you know what I'm saying, the Buffalo Bills, who should be on the get round? I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say Tampa. I'm gonna go the other way.
Which you're going Tampa?
Yeah, I think Buffalo gets back to what you're saying, but not till, you know what I'm saying, we're in the middle part of November. Not till we get to November.
Okay. Texans at the 0-6 Panthers. I think Stroud and the Texans I think Frank and them continue to win, to be winless.
Man, you got Vince McMahon, you're fired. Why don't they just fire Frank Buck? Why don't they just fire, you know what I'm saying? Coach, right, it's over. It's over, man. You didn't want to be there. You took the job because you wanted money, but you don't want to be there. Now you just down because you got a floppy offensive line. You ain't got nothing special on defense. And you just got a 5'10" quarterback who, probably needs a whole lot more. And he'll get it in the next two seasons next season, when the Carolina Panthers got a whole lot of money in free agency and they got a whole lot of picks. But, man. I think he might get fired after this game.
Rams at Cowboys, John.
Big one, man. The Dallas Cowboys can win a big game. Give me Dallas.
I've got the Cowboys as well. Vikings at Packers. Give me the Vikings. I think they get hot, get another one. They win in Lambeau.
Man, these thumb guns are they number one in the NFC? No, they're number two. They're number eight in the playoffs. If the playoffs started right now, they make the playoffs. Can you believe that? They're trying to lose. They don't even want the damn quarterback. They're trying to lose games. They done back their way into the playoffs, man. Green Bay still, it's going to be close, man. But I like Minnesota, so Minnesota.
Okay. Saints at the Colts. John.
Garner Mitchell still might put it on turf one time, man, but the Colts still should win.
I got the Colts winning as well. I think the Colts bounce back, get a win here against Saints. I think Carr throws the late game pick in this one. Patriots at Dolphins. I like the Dolphins. Get right game for them.
Get right. Patriots. Is that the Dolphins,
yep.
Though? They won't put no 70 on no Bill Belichick. But they might put 40. So, give me Patriots. Let me give me the Dolphins.
Battle of New York, Jets at Giants.
I like the Jets. Quite simple and plain.
Okay. I like the Jets, too, especially with their defense. I think their defense makes a difference here, and they end up getting a big win.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars at Colts, John. Or, sorry, Jaguars at Steelers.
Defense, man. Jaguars been winning some games, though, man. They put together a good string, man. I don't know what the stat is on them winning in Pittsburgh. That would be very interesting, though. So, with that being said, right now, because I know we still got Jaguars, we can still change our picks. We still, we had that leeway between ourselves. But so, right now, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Okay, John's going to take the Steelers. I'm going to take the Jaguars. Jags have won the last three straight against Pittsburgh, including two in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So the Jags have the number for the Steelers the last 3 years that they've played. So give me Jacksonville once again.
Defend the
time. So there was your stat. There was your stat I needed to give you. Falcons Titans. You get a JV-level football game with Desmond Ridder versus your boy, Will Levis.
That's horrible, man. That's horrible. Give me the Atlanta Falcons.
I got the Falcons as well in this one. Eagles at Commanders. I got the Eagles beating the Commanders. Probably a closer one than you think.
Is Jonathan Allen going to lose it again after the game?
I don't know.
I hope we don't lose it again, man. He you ain't seen the video, man. He lost his shit. He really did. he said he's tired of losing. Say 7 years of losing, man.
Oh, I saw that video. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Shape out. One or two, right?
I think that might be a piece that might get shaped out. be honest with you, Brandon, like you need, you know what I mean, your team just needs a little bit of a push. It just kind of depends how much they want to, but I know that's a different conversation. I'm going to go the other way. Washington stays winless this weekend.
What, you said Washington wins or Eagles?
No, the Eagles.
Okay. Eagles for John. Give me a quick one, two quick ones here. Browns at Seahawks and Ravens at Cardinals. I'm taking the Seahawks and the Ravens to both win. Browns, Seahawks, Ravens, Cardinals.
Ain't the quarterback, he's coming back for Arizona, ain't he?
I don't know.
I thought he was. I thought that was the ticker, man, that he's coming out. Seahawks is going to win. And, nah, man. Dude, we still – has there been a tie? There ain't been a tie yet this year, has it?
No. So you think the Ravens are going to tie the Cardinals?
Nah, that'd be too wild, man. Nah, they should win that game, but that – are you going to watch
they
this?
Should.
Give me the Ravens.
Chiefs at Broncos. I will not watch that one either. I think that's a one we both agree the Chiefs dominate and win that game. Bengals at 49ers. Rematch of Super Bowl 25, I believe, John. I'm going to take the Bengals, especially with no Brock Purdy playing. 49ers are hurt. They've not looked good the last couple of weeks. I think they're still a great team, but I'm going to take the Bengals to win this one.
Most insiders still got the 49ers, even with the losses, still in their top five. And again, man, even though I don't necessarily I don't have them in my top five, I know not to take them out of my top six. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get back to their winning ways. It's going to be tough one for them to beat Joe Burrow. I think they're going to have him moving and panicking a lot, though. But like, no, I like the Bengals in this list, so I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay, so John's going to take that, Cincinnati. Sunday Night Football, John. Sunday Night Football, your bloodbath. Bears at Chargers. Bears at Chargers, John. Give me Chargers over the Bears in this one.
Yeah, there's no way the Chargers lose this game, man. And if they do lose it, they're coach. me and you be coaching the Chargers. Like, no, man, give me the Chargers.
And Monday Night Football, Raiders at Lions. I think we both agree Lions get right game after last week's performance. Home game, Monday Night Football up in Detroit.
Big time. Big time, big light. Yeah, big time, big light, man. Who knows who will have – will Eminem be at the game? I wonder, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's got speed.
Man, give me the Detroit Lions, man. I think they get right.
All right, perfect. There we go.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name.
Last year,
more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
And if you think about it, John, that's quite a bit. That's just spilled liquor, not even drank liquor that Ric Flair's talking about. And if anybody knows about liquor, it's our guy, Tanner Penrod. What's going on, T?
What's happening, fellas? Sorry, I was a little caught up on our new endeavor for work. I was out at Bungie, so you don't get any reception out there. So I was trying to get out of here so I could get on this podcast, you know.
Gotcha. We were talking about your 49ers. They've slipped the last couple weeks. A little injury prone.
Purdy played bad a little bit, but. We'll see. So is the defense. I'll just leave it at that. I don't know. I was reading the thing. Is it Brock Purdy or the defense? I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No. Debo hurt. McCaffrey coming back from injury.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a tough one for him against Cincinnati. I do.
No, I do. That's going to be tough. Cincinnati needs to win. I mean, so it's not like Niners' schedule doesn't. They got a few hard ones coming up. So, I mean. They're at the Eagles a little bit later on in the year deep. So, I mean, a little rematch of that NFC Championship game. So, I mean, they got some tough matchups up there. I didn't think they would be – I mean, they're 5-2. I think they got three. I think they'll go about 11-5. What's that put them at? 16 games? They might go 12-5. I'll give them 12-5.
Okay. Tanner, I at the beginning of the show, we were talking – I hit my first two first basket, NBA first basket props already tonight.
Oh, that's clutch.
It's clutch. I almost had a – I had one that was in a parlay, but I was already hitting two, and the third one had the first leg hit of the two. And I was like, I've already won the first two. I'll take this one as well to make it three. And then I cashed out, man. And then Bam Adebayo and the Heat, I thought it would be him because that's who I had. It was not. So thank God I cashed out. So technically I went 3-for-3 tonight on first basket.
How's Pacers looking? When I'm out there, I can't even get in.
Pacers are up at halftime by 7. I think they scored almost 80 points in the first half.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
good for them.
Good.
We don't have any TVs out there at the old restaurant, this place, so I can't even
figure it out.
I've been able to watch anything. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Boys, I watched some, before we done college football, I've been watching, depending on what type of the year it is, I'll watch like steady old pay-per-views on Peacock. I usually send Jonathan some pictures or whatnot, but last week it was all like Survivor Series. I went through from 89 to 1997, 98 Survivor Series.
You just
watched those.
You watched the whole pay-per-view or just like the Survivor Series match?
I watched certain matches in them. In them. I go through, fast forward some, and I watch them. And then what I started this week, as I started old Halloween Havocs. And this week I'm on Halloween Havocs. First one I watched was 89. It was Brian Pillman versus Lex Luger for the U.S. title. That was a match, John. I was surprised how good of a match that was, really. You know, Pillman kind of held his own in there against Luger in that match. And then I just finished last night the cage match with Hogan and Flair, Halloween Havoc. I think it was 95 or 94, one of the two. All hell broke loose in that match. Sensational Sherry was getting tossed around in the ring. Just craziness.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah. So, love the old Halloween Havoc.
I know, yeah. While we're on wrestling, I can't wait to see these war games because they said they're going to bring back war games for this Survivor Series. And I'm like, it looks like it's going to be like war games. I think they're trying to set it up like with Pierce and that other guy's side because they're like feuding. I think that's how it's going to be set up. I think they're going to try to like cross-brand it. It looks like that's from what I've been
watching.
I like
when they do the cross-brand.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a little cross-brand. You can see them feuding, like trying to pick it up. Pearson, they're invading each other's shows. So I'm like, I feel like that's what they're trying to set up for this War Games. Just my thought.
Sorry, guys. LA Knight's not going to dethrone Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief.
I don't think he's the guy to do it, but they need to put some sort of belt, I think, on LA because his momentum's hot as hell right now. You can't just. He's 40 years old too, so if he's gonna be hot, you better use him now. You can't. He's not gonna make a push 3 years from now. So I'm like, So I'm just saying, I'm like, if they need to make a push, he's gonna dethrone Roman Reigns, but I mean, maybe wins the Royal Rumble. I could see him winning that. That's my guess, right? I could see him winning that. And maybe fighting one of those. Maybe he cross brand and gets the belt and takes it from Rollins or something. I could see something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe the War
Games match, the captains will be Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso for each brand.
Okay. That'd be kind of cool.
I could see that. And because Jimmy Tri thinks he's trying to get that Tribal Chief role, and it's hilarious. But the whole thing kind of is messed up to begin with. How it kind of evolved since evolved, but is what it is. Whatever.
Right.
But yeah, love me old Survivor Series. I sent John a picture the other day. I should have sent to you too. My Bret Hart shirt came in the mail, so been rocking this new Bret Hart shirt. So had a lot of good compliments at Sun King on it the other night.
I want to get one of those Savage ones that say cream of the crop.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
One of his best promos. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. To start college football, before we kind of recap the week, which I guess I'll recap the week real quick. Gentlemen, last week, let's clap it up again. Everybody had a winning record last week. Everybody had, that's two in a row. Everybody's had a great week besides my my screw up. I went 7-2, Tanner 6-3, and Jonathan 5-4. I'm 39-34-2. I'm back over 500 by 5 games. That was a huge swing for me this week. Jonathan is 35-38. He's only 3 games back of 500. Tanner 44-29. You're still up decent amount, buddy, with yours. So, overall good week for everybody there. Real good week. So yeah, looking forward
not
to
so
that.
Hot for, not so hot for Michigan fans.
No, not so whatsoever. Which we could talk about that here, man. But I was told I needed to give a little bit of a segment for somebody. So, Jonathan Birdsong, I'm gonna let you start off, my man.
Dude,
this segment's gonna be for you.
I'm 5-4 because of USC. That's why I'm 5-4 this week, because of USC.
The ring bell. Let's hear it.
You telling me USC is back? You telling me USC is going where? To what Big Ten? I've said this before, 2 weeks running. If they taking if USC is going to the Big Ten, they just another trip on the Barbie. You just more sauce for the goose. The way they running USC right now, Lincoln Riley and Cliff Kingsbury. Did you know he was
fraud.
There too, Brandon?
Frauds.
Did you know he was off who run the offensive line? They ain't got an offensive line play at all. Man, please, Michigan. Come on, man, this USC. Man, Lindell White and the ghost of Frank Gifford. You know what I'm saying? They better put some money back in that program or something, man, because USC has went from, you know what I'm saying, they was probably going to be the Pac-12 representative, man, to like, man, I don't even have them. Why would I have USC in the top 15? Me and Brandon don't do it. We don't really go top 15. Why would I put them in the top 15? You think USC could beat Louisville? I don't.
No.
You think USC could beat Maryland? I don't.
No.
You think USC? USC should be IU. So there you go, y'all. Sorry, Bloomington. But, you know what I'm saying? Some of these other teams, Ole Miss? No. LSU? No. I don't. And I'm saying they'll probably pick up some games, man. But USC, man, please. Don't. I ain't picking them no more this year in those big-time games. If they have to play Stanford, I'll go with them. If they have to play... You know what I'm saying? Our sisters are the poor. You know, I'll go with them. But, like, man, when they got to play Oregon, I'm not going with them because they're not going to win. If they got to play Oregon State, I'm not going with them because they're not going to win. USC, it ain't your year. Lincoln Riley, they better – whoo, man. This is not 2017 Oklahoma. It's not. This ain't even close, USC. It's not. And I think he's going to get fired, man, at some point. As soon as two years into the Big Ten play, when they find out that they can't win a game. There you go, man. My rant is over, Brandon.
Woo.
A big game.
Okay. I said it to him. I said, USC frauds. And he said he wanted some time to talk about them, go off on them today.
Man.
Make sure you rip that and then tag them on Twitter for USC football.
There will be no status.
Ohio State, Penn State, boys. Penn State, man, just little brother. Just little brother.
Damn.
Every year to Ohio State, Michigan.
Damn, Brandon. It's so true.
It's so true.
Tell me the lie. They don't have good quarterback play. They you know what I'm saying? You know? That dude ain't even sure.
He didn't play bad, John. He didn't play bad.
No, he didn't. They don't have any receiver play out there. I couldn't tell you one.
That would be true. You're right.
They don't have. I didn't know one receiver on that squad. No, I didn't even know the running back. And normally they got one something like that, a running back or.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, their best players are their DBs. I know they've talked about the DB play at Penn State, which I mean, they tried. I mean, they held up as much as they could.
No, he got a good defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a good defense.
Your defense is out there too long. You got to have an offense that can move the ball so the defense can rest. And the defense can't rest. They're just that shit out of luck.
Yeah,
that's just how it is. I mean, that's how Notre Dame.
More from them, but
That's how Notre Dame is a lot of times. They're just good defense, but that defense, if they're out there enough, they're going to get tired.
Yeah. Texas and Oklahoma survived their games. Now, I know Jonathan wants to give props to Houston.
That was a good game, bro. That's a good game, man. I don't know. You know what, Tanner and Brandon, man, and I know, man, I'm real sappy when it comes to certain things traditionally, man, but, like, that Texas-Houston game means more to those kids and those guys playing it when Texas has to go next year to play, like, Mississippi State. I still think it's going to be a cool game, you know what I mean, because that South rivalry is going to kind of come out, but, like, nah, man, them dudes, Houston has been the same since Tom Herman has left, but they kind of still remain relevant, right? Hell, they got to get to join the Big 12, you're right? You know what I'm saying? But, like, so when they get to play that big brother in Texas, man, it gets a lot of them kids get to start to, you know, the mouths, you know, get the jaw jacking, the crowds into it. But, like, nah, man, they made too many. Houston, again, made too many little brother mistakes. Too many little brother mistakes, and, yeah, Texas, you know, came out the victor, man. But, next year, like, when they play those other little brother teams of the SEC, I don't know, will we get the same kind of pop? It kind of remains to be seen.
Right. All right, let's go through our picks for this week. We got 10 minutes or so. First one.
Yeah, I can make it quick.
Purdue at Nebraska. Tanner, pretty easy for you, I feel.
Damn.
Fucking, you're going to be shoving corn cobs up fucking Purdue's ass. Give me Nebraska all day long.
Nebraska was -1.5, by the way, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Corn. I'm going Purdue, man.
You're going to take a corn cob, too.
I'm going to take Boilers as well. I don't trust Nebraska.
Both of you.
Heck, I don't trust them. Don't trust them. Next game, Indiana at number 10, Penn State. Penn State, 32-point favorites. Give me Penn State minus the 32. They cover. They're a covering machine except for the Ohio State game.
They minus 40. Give me Penn State.
Oh.
Yeah. Make it all the way around, man. Give me Penn State.
Okay. Number 6, Oklahoma.
I'm coaching Carmel High School in 2 weeks.
Ooh. Number 6, Oklahoma is a 10-point favorite at Kansas. John.
Kansas got a good running game. They ain't necessarily – ooh, it's going to be a game. 10 points?
10.
Give me Kansas.
Okay. I'm going to take Oklahoma here. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. They cover the 10, maybe win by 12 even with that. So give me Oklahoma. Tanner?
I think they got to. I think they bounced back. They got a pretty scary game last week against UCF. Old Gus Malzahn about gave it to them. Yeah. Man. It all depends on that quarterback play from the Jayhawks and that quarterback if he plays. I think Oklahoma's got to win this game by 10 or more. I'm going to say Oklahoma. I'm just double-checking their thing. We can go the next game, but I'm taking Oklahoma. I'm seeing who they play next week, though. So,
okay.
Trap, man.
Next one we have is the world's largest cocktail party at Jacksonville. Number 1, Georgia versus Florida. Georgia is 14.5-point favorites. Tanner, will let you go first.
I mean, every time I've tried to fade Georgia, we won that one against Ball State. I can't fade them. I can't fade them. Give me the Bulldogs in Georgia. I can't fade them.
Yeah, give me Georgia as well. Billy Napier in Florida just looks lost, so just give me Florida minus the 14. There. Give me Georgia, excuse me. John?
Yeah, I like Georgia as well.
Okay. Next one, Pittsburgh at number 14, Notre Dame. The Irish, 20.5-point favorites. John.
Pittsburgh messed around and messed up Jeff Brown's, you know what I'm saying, Cinderella season, man. I don't even know how the hell they did that, man. But so I say that, man, and just seeing like going back over the tape and rewatching that game, there's no way they're going to pull the same stuff on Notre Dame, man. So Notre Dame has been a team. This one had anyway. Kind of not necessarily get their pants, you know, saying caught down, but like maybe not necessarily having their shoes tied tightly, right? I would give that analogy to this team. But like no, man, I think Notre Dame takes care of business, man. So this weekend, so they Pittsburgh's not gonna surprise them. Give me Notre Dame.
I think Notre Dame wins, but I got Pittsburgh covering the 20.5. I think Notre Dame just goes out and wins. They don't blow anybody out, it seems like. You know, unless it's like the School of Death or St. Mary's Christian Woods of the Woods. Like, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus the 20.5.
I'm with Reef on this. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the Panthers. Little trap game for Irish. They got Clemson the following week on the road.
Yep.
So
I'm with you on the Pittsburgh catch. They always play them tough, too. I watch these games, and Pittsburgh always hangs in there. What's that? Narduzzi, I think, is the coach there. His defense is normally good, and if his defense is normally good, Notre Dame's offense isn't spectacular. So I think 20.5 is a lot. So, yeah, I'll take Pitt.
Number 8, Oregon. -6.5 at number 13, Utah. Tanner.
Give me the Utes. They played good. I'm telling you, they just cover. That Kyle Winningham, they just cover games. And they're going to have to play in. I know they just came off of a win against USC. I just think they just play well. Even with this freshman quarterback, they don't even throw the ball. They just find ways to keep it close, play it in there. I think Salt Lake City in the morning, they're going to be rocking and ready for old Bo Nix and those boys. And, home team's kept points. Give me the Utes, baby.
I'll snap call you. Same thing. Give me Utah. John?
Hey, man, Utah is a real amphibious team. They got answers for everything. I've just been kind of shocked. And even with the quarterback, the star court camera, he's not coming back. They shut it down for him. It's official. He shut down. So, you know, but they have just found ways to win. And sometimes it's a 14 when they beat UCLA. It was you know, a close game. It wasn't like a high score game at all, man. Something about Oregon, man. I want to say, man, again, these Pac-12 teams just eat one another. I get what y'all saying, but the slippage. This is where it happens. Utah probably is the best team, but the slippage happens because, like, holding that up is like, hard for a team like Utah. So I'm going with the Ducks, man.
Okay. Number 20, Utah at number 18, Louisville. Louisville, 4-point favorites. Give me Louisville on this one,
you know,
as much as I want.
You know it.
I'm going to take Fighting Jeff Broms. John?
That's right. Shoot right. Make it a double-double. Team Rocket.
Okay, Tanner.
What was this? Who was it? Louisville? What? Louisville laying -4 against who?
-4 against Duke.
F Duke football.
Man, against Duke.
Duke looked good the first half against Florida State. Then Florida
Duke,
State was like, nah,
yeah, I know.
We Florida State, baby.
I know. Oh, man, this game's going to be ugly. It's going to be defensive. I think it'll be low scoring.
Duke does have a good defense. They do.
They do.
If anything.
Yeah, they do. Obviously, man, I'm with you on this, too. Just give me – I hate that. Man, I'll think about this one, but I'm going to go with the Cards, too. Give me the Louisville and the Cardinals.
All right, last three games. Number 21, Tennessee, -3.5 at Kentucky. John.
Surprise, surprise. I'm going to go with Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Tennessee. Tanner?
You are. Man, I
got some hard ones this week, man.
This is.
That's why I picked them. I picked them hard.
Yeah, it is hard because I want to take Kentucky, but this is what happened last year. They went down there and played Georgia, and once they played Georgia, they just started losing. They were like in the same spot last year. I'm going to go. I'll probably lose this one. Give me Tennessee just came off that game too against Alabama. They're going to be hungry. But you, Kentucky's got two straight losses. It's a rivalry game. Mm-hmm. Not as much as it is in basketball, but still it's a rivalry.
Right.
I'll make it quick. Give me Kentucky.
Yeah, better.
Give me Kentucky. They're at home. They're catching points.
You're taking Coach Cal in Kentucky. All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Number three, Ohio State, -14.5 at Wisconsin. I told John, I think Ohio State probably is like the second best team in the league. You know, they went to Notre Dame, mm-hmm. won at Notre Dame. They beat this Penn State team. They're looking great. I think they look better than what Michigan is. I'd say Michigan hasn't played anybody. They haven't played a single team yet. Mm-hmm. So Ohio State at Wisconsin, 14.5. Any other year, I'd say Wisconsin I'd take here. But, man, Fickell, I had high hopes for Wisconsin this year, and it just hasn't showed. It really hasn't. I mean, John's boys at Iowa, who I thought was going to come down here to the Big Ten Championship, they just went out and against Minnesota and laid an egg, 10 points. This offensive coordinator is going to get fired.
They won the game, no? No, they didn't. They lost. That's right. No,
they lost.
They beat Minnesota.
Nope, lost because they called back.
No, they lost.
What a terrible call. That punt return while we're on it. I'll be quick. What a terrible call by the ref.
Yeah, that was bad.
In there.
That was a good.
Nice
yeah.
Yeah, that was an old spit. That was almost. That's up there with the Montreal screw job for Bret Hart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, back to the game. I'm taking Ohio State -14.5. Fickell has not responded this year as I thought they would. Maybe next year.
Yeah, man. They miss him, man. They miss him in Cincinnati and vice versa, man. I will say that, man. But, like, yeah, man. Yeah. He won't get on the mic afterwards, you know what I mean? Because, like, Fickell's part of the family. You know what I mean? He's part of the Ohio State family, man. So, like, yeah, the coach won't get on there and call him out, you know what I mean, anything like that, man. But they're not going to rev up the points on Fick, really. They won't do that. What's the cover? It's 10.
14.5.
14.5.
They'll keep it like that. Yeah, give me Ohio State.
Okay. Tanner?
Well, I'm not so fast, fellas. I'm going to go jump around. Badgers.
Nah.
Going to be in this game. Luke Fickell knows it's his old teams he's playing against. Might have a little insider. His defense is good. Their defense is good. I think it's just enough to keep them in there, and it's in Wisconsin. You know, they might lose by two touchdowns. I'll win by the hook. I'll take it. Give me the Badgers.
Okay. Final game, Deion Sanders in Colorado at number 23, UCLA. UCLA, 17-point favorites. John.
Yeah, are they a Big Ten team? We'll answer that at another time, man. Give me Colorado.
Oh, you taking prime.
Man,
I'm going to take prime in them as well. Plus 17, getting 17 points. They may still lose, but I think they can cover 17 against UCLA.
I mean, UCLA's got everybody. Their defense is good. They probably got one of the best defenses in the Pac-12, and that's hard. I mean, they don't have many teams have good defenses in there. Chip Kelly's got those boys playing. But I think Prime's got enough offense to keep it within 17. If this was lower than two touchdowns, I'd probably take UCLA and boy, Carson Steele. Chirp, chirp, who had three touchdowns last week for UCLA, if you guys didn't know, in the first half.
There you go, John.
So,
yeah,
so Carson still is having a good time out there in Chip Kelly. They only do like a half at a time. If you watch it, Carson Steele plays the first half. The other court running back plays the second half. I've watched him two times. So if you want to watch Carson Steele play, you better have that first half rolling because if not, his ass ain't getting back in the game. So, with that being said, I'll take Prime. Anytime he's got and he's had a week off, I think they had a week to prepare. They gave him an advantage. I mean, UCLA did just hammer Stanford the other week on the road. So I just think 17 is a little bit much. I think Deion's got enough defense, though. I mean, not defense, pardon me, enough offense to keep it with 17. It might be a late backdoor cover even. So, but I think 17 is too many. So, yeah, I'll take the Buffs.
All right. Sounds good. Tanner, appreciate you, my man, as always. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and text.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. All right, John, it's our guy. Update on Pacers. 2 minutes to go in the third. Pacers up 104-90. Breakdown right now points-wise. I told you I needed Obi Toppin with points and rebounds over 16.5 for my bet. Right now he's at 11. He's at 11 points and 4 rebounds, so he's at 15 right now. So I need one more basket.
There you go.
From Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin with 11. Bruce Brown. Why do I say he's Bruce? I know. I don't know why. I keep thinking Bruce Bowen. Bruce Brown with 15 points for the Pacers. 19 points for the Pacers. Miles Turner with 7. Tyrese Haliburton, 20. Ben Mathurin with 13. Jalen Smith with 13 and 8 off the bench right now. And Buddy Hield with 11. And Nembhard has 8. So good scoring right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Pacers in double figures. Miles Turner just 7 points. 7 points, 6 rebounds. Fifth best center in the league.
He said he's fifth best in the league, man. Let's go.
Fifth best. I'm gonna tweet it after the game with a stat line. Fifth best. So, Kyle Kuzma, leading scorer for the Wizards. Oh, gosh. John, anything else before we go?
Nah, man. I know in between time, man, the Las Vegas, I wanted to strap it up. The Las Vegas Aces, they won the championship. Just wanted to shout out. I mean, they got a lot of video out of those ladies going crazy, man. Just want to say, you know, saying shout out to them for going back to back. There hasn't been a WNBA team that won a championship like it's over 20 years since somebody went back to back. There they go. Hell, they're gonna try to go. They're gonna try to three-peat. Other than that, man, Texas and Philadelphia. You know, where the Phillies kind of fell flat, man. Come on, man. I know we really don't talk heavy Major League Baseball here, man, but I thought the Phillies were going to get there, Brandon, and they probably shouldn't do so much celebrating when they won, you know, saying the AL, you know, I mean that division, because like nobody really had the Arizona Diamondbacks on this path to play Texas, and I kind of got Texas winning, man. To be honest with you, you know what I mean. I don't think I had Texas here either, but like Texas, the Rangers beat, you know what I'm saying, the Houston Astros. You beat the, you know what I'm saying, whoever at that point I thought the best team, however you feel about the Astros, you know what I mean? I think Texas got it, man. But other than that, man, I do not have anything. You got anything else? I know college basketball's right around the corner.
Yeah, college basketball's getting ready to start. I did talk to our college basketball guy, Nick Peterson, over the weekend. I did see him Sunday. He's ready to come on in a couple weeks, about 2 weeks away or so, and we'll have him on, and we'll do our college basketball preview. So we may need to do a mid-show at some point to get all these sports in over the week.
Yeah, the last little pre-poll that I saw, I had Purdue number one, Kansas. I do believe it's like
that was
two.
Ken Pom. That was Ken Pom rankings, yes.
Yeah, Houston was number 3 and UConn was by number 4. I mean, hell, it feels like the same 4 teams that it was last year, man. So we shall see what when the ball starts rolling. I'm kind of excited to see what Mike Lewis has with this new team down in Boston, down in Muncie. Down in Muncie, kind of to see what he's kind of got. I'm also kind of excited to see what Coach Shirts is going to have. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, Kirk, fingers across, right? We get that media credentials from Indiana State. I'm openly talking about it right now, Brandon, because – you know, stuff's on the table. Anyway, but, you know, so Indiana State Sycamores, I'm interested to see what they got, you know, saying here locally.
IUPUI.
Right. I say, Brandon took right out here. Crossroads Sports, we'll be definitely there at the IUP sideline with the IUPUI game. So, yeah, man, college basketball right around the corner, man. You know what I'm saying? We are ready. We are ready and willing to prepare for it, man. But, like, Brandon, I don't have nothing else, man. You ready? You want to take us out?
Yeah, we'll continue the conversation this week on Twitter, on Facebook. Join myself and John. We'll be on there all weekend as well. We may even I got some plans on Saturday, but we may even do a Facebook Live that, or not Facebook Live, but a Facebook Live that evening, possibly, depending on what it's looking like. But always continue conversation on Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, make sure to download, share with your friends, buy from our sponsors. They're great, great people. And we'll see you guys again next week. Enjoy this plethora of sports as we're about to have a sports equinox where all four major sports are all playing at the same time. There is no better time than now. College basketball getting ready to start, NBA starting up, NFL going on, baseball World Series. Can't get any more than that. Love it. Thank you all. Have a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. See y'all next Wednesday. We'll be bigger, better than ever, as always. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.